Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of Blessed Raymond of Capua, and from South Africa, we hear from Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and a lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching today is entitled, Our Exorcism.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The 72 came back rejoicing. Lord, they said, even the devils submit to us when we use your name. He said to them, I watched Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Yes, I have given you power to tread underfoot serpents and scorpions and the whole strength of the enemy. Nothing shall ever hurt you. Yet do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you. Rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven. It was then that, filled with joy by the Holy Spirit, he said, I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then, turning to his disciples, he spoke to them in private. Happy are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see and never saw it, to hear what you hear and never heard it. The Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel of the day is accidentally quite apt for Raymond of Capua, whom we celebrate today. His ministry was rich and varied, stretching from personal spiritual accompaniment to contributing to the healing of the breach of the schism of the 14th century when Avignon and Rome were at loggerheads about the papal succession. The life and ministry of Raymond of Capua should renew our awareness that faith affects both the personal and the communitarian. Faith is never just the realm of the personal, since it touches the way we are in community and how we seek to shape our community. It was not an easy lesson for Raymond to learn, since our tendency is to isolate, to silo aspects of our lives, believing that these silos are mutually independent. The breakthrough came for Raymond in the year 1374, when he was about 44 years of age. He had first worked as spiritual director to the nuns at Montepulciano and produced the first biography of Sister Agnes of that convent, some 50 years after her death, St. Agnes of Montepulciano. He had then directed the brothers at the convent of Sopra Minerva in Rome. Based on that experience, he was assigned to Siena to be director of Catherine of Siena. He was rather wary of her spiritual experiences. Soon after his arrival in Siena in 1374, the plague broke out, and Raymond was infected as he looked after plague victims. As he hovered close to death, Catherine sat at his side in constant prayer. Raymond recovered and discovered a deep appreciation for Catherine's relationship with God, which lent to their partnership in trying to resolve the problem of the Pope residing in Avignon. After Catherine's death in 1380, Raymond continued in the mission to keep the Church united, as well as the necessary renewal of the life of the order and of the whole church. He served as master of the order from 1380 to his death in 1399, and is honored as the second founder of the order, trying to balance the factions that had arisen in the order around the constitutions of the order and their application to the life of the brethren. Bridging the divisions between Rome and Avignon, between the different interpretations of Dominican life, between self and community, was all the work of God, the living of the mission of the apostles. Raymond discovered, as we so often need to, that the greatest evil does not come in from the outside, but arises from within, as our own selfishness leads to seemingly intractable divisions between us and whatever them we choose to target with our own unhappiness. Accepting the wholeness which God offers is the greatest exorcism we can experience. Raymond learned this in his accompaniment of Catherine. We rely on his prayers that we may again learn this in our own time and situation. Amen.